My name is Alexis Canley. I am 16 years old. Today is April 30th, 2020, and I'm speaking with my mom, Edith Montoya. We are recording this interview in Winnetka, California. Can you tell me about a person who's been kindest to you in your life?
Yes, I would have to say John Goda, who's a chief financial officer for my employer, Los Angeles Cancer Network. He's not only kind to me, every employee that works for him, including all cancer patients. He's very giving and goes out of his way to make sure that we are all taken care of.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories is when you were born. It was a very exciting memory, and it's unforgettable. It's something that I'll never forget. Being a mother is a lifetime experience.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
One of my most difficult memories would have to be now, living through COVID. It's very difficult because there is no social life, and I feel like I'm isolated, and this is something that's probably affecting me and everyone in this world.
Okay. Can you tell me about someone you always remember?
Yes, Adrian Canley, your father. Rest in peace. He was an amazing friend who I met at the age of 12 in junior high. We grew together. We went to college together, and unfortunately, he's now in heaven. But I will always remember him.
Okay. Can you tell me about someone who has had a big influence on your life?
Big influence in my life? I would have to say probably my mother. She was a single mom, and she taught me and my siblings to work hard and to get a really good education to become successful.
Okay. What lessons did that person teach you?
She taught me life lessons, work ethic lessons, family-oriented, and skills.
Okay. What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
My health. I'm most grateful for that, because without health, there isn't anything in this world. If you don't have your health, your body functioning, you can't do anything. Can't move, you can't live, you know? So health is everything.
That's true. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
The most important lessons that I've learned in life is always think before you speak, always think before you act, always know that what you do in life comes back, whether that being good or bad. I believe in karma. And life has taught me so many different things, from good and bad.
Okay. What is your favorite memory of me?
Your favorite memory of you, I'd have to say, it's probably taking you to Disney, your whole childhood, taking you to Disneyland and just watching you enjoy being a child, an innocent child.
Okay. Well, what are you proudest of in your life?
How far I've come in life, from being a child, being in a home with a single parent, to losing your father at a young age, being a single mom myself, being a provider, putting myself through school, although, you know, getting private loans aren't so easy, but just being successful.
Okay. If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, which would it be?
I would have to say is being with your father while he was here on planet Earth.
Okay. Do you have any regrets?
I do have regrets. I did a few things that got me in trouble when I was a teenager. And I just wish I could undo those things. And probably wouldn't have gotten in trouble, you know, just being able to think the way I think now back then.
How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
My life has been so different because I thought I would work hard and have everything in life, but life has its course and its own destiny, and things don't always happen as the way you plan them, but you just learn to accept life for what it is.
Is there anything that you've never told me but want to tell me now?
I think I'm pretty open with you with communication. I think I tell you everything. There isn't anything that I hide from you. We're pretty, as far as the communication, I feel that it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. If I think I tell you I love you over and over, no matter how old you get, you're always going to be my child.
Okay. If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you want to say to me?
I just want to say that you're an amazing child. I don't really have much complaints, you know. I'm really proud of you. I'm proud of everything you are, and I just can't wish to see you be a very successful woman. I love you, and I'm really proud of you. I'm proud of who you are. And I know that you're going to be successful, and I can't wait for you to go to university, college, whatever you decide. I'm there to support you 100%, whatever you decide to do. Or if you decide just to be an entrepreneur and not go to college or get more of an education than high school, I'm your mother and I support you in whatever decision you decide. But I'm always going to be here for you.
Thank you. Can you remember a time in your life when you felt most alone?
Yes, when your father passed away.
How come?
I felt very, very alone because I felt like my significant other wasn't there. I felt like I had to fill in his big shoes, not only as a mother, but as a father, and it was very lonely. It was a very dark time. You were only 3 when he passed away, and you're now 16. Mm-hmm. So it was hard, but it took a while for me to understand that it's part of life. That was my darkest moment in life. Loneliness.
What was the most important historical event you lived through?
I would have to say, besides today, COVID, the 1994 Northridge earthquake. It was very terrifying. Mm-hmm. I remember being in elementary, and it was 5:00 in the morning. The earth shook so hard. It was a 6.6, and I remember my closet door was closed, and I used to have a day bed. The closet opened from the rattleness of the earth. All my clothes fell on top of me. I remember waking up, my parents waking up, my mom and my stepdad at the time, woke up. There was no lights. The power was gone. My siblings, your uncle, your aunt, they were crying. They're younger than me, so they're pretty scared. I was scared. I didn't cry, but I was scared. I didn't know what was going on. I knew it was an earthquake, but it was beyond an earthquake. I remember there was no power. I remember American Red Cross helping a lot of families. I remember all of our neighbors, we all came together. We were all outside out of our driveway on the street, just talking to one another, supporting one another. And I remember that we also took a drive down to get some water because we had water, but you know, it was dirt around, you know, summer, I believe. And we were thirsty, so we wanted to go get a couple things from the grocery store as we were driving. We had just experienced an aftershock, and I'll never forget, there was a man who got in a car accident, and the firefighters were there helping the man out. They had to drill through the door, but the man was already dead, and his whole GI, his gastrointestines, were hanging. And I'll never ever forget that. That picture lives through me, and it probably will for the rest of my life. And that was one historic. I mean, a lot of people died. A lot of apartments. I remember driving through Northridge with my parents, and they had collapsed to the floor. It was devastating. It's one historic event that I'll never forget. I think I'm traumatized off of it, but
that's scary.
Something that I went through.
Okay, well, that's the end of the interview, so thank you for letting me interview you.
Anytime.